Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Nerds and DJ Nerds and Mike.
Yes, sir, man. It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice Radio right here, man. You already know what it is, man. Down here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Orlando, Florida. Shout out to all of you out there, you know what I mean, doing your thing. Shout out to the people on Periscope. If you're not on the Periscope, hit me up on there, man. You know, DJ Nothing Nice. DJ Nothing Nice. Shout out to mp3wax.com, you know, number one source for independent music. Shout out to Make It Magazine. Shout out to Good Times Cigarillos. Shout out to all my sponsors. And once again, shout out to all of you. I know on the call right now, we have my man, Barlingo. Barlingo, what's up, man?
What it do?
Man, we just up here, you know, doing what we do. Happy holidays to you, sir. But we're going to get to you in a few seconds. Let's go to the industry news, mp3wax.com. Make sure you check out the site, mp3wax.com, the number one promotional service for major and independent artists. So all you artists out there trying to, you know, get onto different platforms, go to mp3wax. You know, they have a lot of good deals for you to be able to showcase your music, your skills, your talents, whatever you want to call them. That hot fire, like Dylan, hot fire. But it is what it is, man. Let's go into this mp3wax.com industry news real quick. There's a video of the game and various artists called My Flag and the homies up there. We got Chris Brown's video with Tyler Power Rex. Canadian music superstar The Weeknd performs for The Voice season finale. Juicy J owes the Oscars intros on there, and Memphis Taylor gang members back on the scene with a new mixtape and a new video. So to back it up, of course, Chris Brown is doing his thing all the way over, man. Shout out to Chris Brown, you know, killing the game, MCG first. Had that song back in the day. I'm up here stuttering, bro. I'm up here stuttering. It's crazy. But Chris Brown back to sleep. And also, once again, Chris Brown again. The superstar performed live on Tarja and Terrence's White Hot Holidays. But that has been your industry news. Make sure you go. Artists, make sure you go to mp3wax.com. Check it out. You know what I mean? And just be on the lookout for a lot of different things, a lot of promotional things for you. So, you know, we got to kick it to the sports real quick. Got to do it. You know, my Giants, we're doing kind of shaky right now. My Giants is shaky right now, but it is what it is. 8:25 Eastern Standard Time. We got Tampa Bay and St. Louis. We have for the NBA, Toronto versus Charlotte, OKC versus Cleveland, 8 p.m. I'm going to make sure I check that out. And, of course, Houston and L.A. Lakers. We got the Lakers, man, Kobe Bryant's last season. You know, I don't know if he's going to come back and do what, you know, Michael Jordan did or not, but we shall see at 10:30 p.m. East Coast Standard Time. So let's get to the subject at hand right now. Bilingual, what's up, man? What's going on with you, sir?
What's good with you, DJ? Ain't nothing, man. Happy holidays to you. Just trying to make it on, keep it to moving.
Right. That's what's up. So just introduce yourself to the people that's tuning in right now. I got you on, you know, Nothing Nice Radio and Periscope right now. So, you know, we're trying to multitask a little bit right now, sir.
Okay. Yo, internet world, my name is Barlingo, CEO and owner of Bread First, also an artist of Record Union and Bread First Entertainment. And I'm just a new face in the game, man, trying to come on in.
That's what's up. We always welcome new faces, my brother. We always, you know, we got to do. But yeah, man. Listen, it's just getting into your, you know, your bio, man. I like to check on people's bios. I like to check on people's things and everything like that of what they do, you know, where they came from, you know, just so I can get a feel of what they're about and not just like ask a whole bunch of crazy ass questions. You know what I mean? So, I was just looking at your bio, man, and you know, I see you reference MCs. You know what I'm saying? Masters of Ceremonies. Can you do me a quick favor? For these people that don't understand what an MC truly is, you know, you got your rappers, you got your poets, you got your spitters, and you got your MCs. Can you just, you know, elaborate on that Masters of Ceremony, sir, and what it means to you as an artist?
What it means to me as an artist, an MC is a person that can speak well known and get people to understand them. You know what I'm saying? A person that can change the atmosphere of any situation by speaking, you know what I'm saying, by tuning in to, you know what I'm saying, putting a voice over an instrument that might, you know what I'm saying, rock you a little bit. Me being an MC, I figured that, you know, just being if you got the natural talents to speak for people to hear you, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna come out naturally. So that's how I feel in master ceremony. I'm one of those ones that take charge. I take charge and I'm not gonna do it if I'm not good at it. So, you know, I don't just speak. I try to be an elite, you know what I'm saying, a general when it comes to being an MC, following other guys that started it for me. So, you know, I just try to keep it in tune with the righteous, you know.
I feel you. So you got to ask this question at the end, but use this question at the end. So give me your top MCs for you that kind of influenced you or that you kind of like, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, first and foremost, I'm going to go all the way back and to the R, you know, the 18th letter, Rakim. You know, that was one of the first MCs that really gave me, like, you know, you can speak and you can dance with it too. You know what I'm saying? You can enjoy yourself. And after that, it was like Nas, Biggie, you know, Tupac, Eminem, Big Heads. I mean, I'm kind of like old school because, you know, back it ain't been really no good. No, it really ain't been a lot of great MCs since the 96, 97, 98, 99 era. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just ride with the new stuff, but my top five is, you know, Tupac, you know, Eminem, Jay-Z, Biggie, and Nas. And, you know, I can't forget Scarface because that's why, you know, that's why I really think, you know, I plan to, you know what I'm saying, get my message across like the Godfather himself, you know?
Okay, that's what's up. All right. So let me ask you this then, and I'm going to dig back into your bio in a few seconds. So let me ask you this: Do you consider, like, you know, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Drake? I think I'm gonna stop right there. MCs.
Yes, I'm into conscious music, so you know I'm into anything that, you know, that has to do with a change, and I feel like that Kendrick Lamar, you know, he's for his era and his time. If people not paying attention to him, he gonna lose them. So, you know, he's a great – him and J. Cole are kind of like – I'm waiting for the mixtape. I wish to hear them on the same CD together, you know what I'm saying? But I think, you know, Drake is – he's more of a punchline entertainer, you know what I'm saying? He has great music, but, you know what I'm saying, he kind of like – you know, he into the emotional side of, you know what I'm saying, the turn up or, you know what I'm saying, or the turn down. I see it's two different type of genres. There are three different type of genres of hip hop to me, but together, Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, they kind of like similar, man. They touch my soul when they speak the truth, you know.
Okay, so no Young Thugger, no Young Thugger, no. Okay, all right, I'm gonna leave it there. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna leave it there. Hey, bro, I gotta play the devil's advocate too, man. That's what mom told me.
I feel you. I mean, ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying, wrong with, you know, music is music. Music is an art, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But whoever designed it, you know what I'm saying, that's big up to them. But you know what I'm saying, as far as me, you know what I'm saying, I don't, you know, I be focused so much on my own craft, I really don't even pay attention to, you know what I'm saying, a lot of other people, because I'm too busy trying to master my own craft, you know. But I big up to anybody that, you know what I'm saying, but I just don't rock with, you know what I'm saying, what he do outside of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what hip hop is about. I never, you know, it took me a long time to notice that someone was, you know what I'm saying, either, you know, I don't want to be downplaying my man, but shit, you look gay to me. You know what I'm saying? So what I feel is, you know what I'm saying, the hip hop I grew up under, This is new era. You know, I don't know if we can curse or whatever online, you know what I mean, on radio, but
hey, I'll edit it out. Go ahead, man. You can go ahead.
Okay.
Really, man. I'll edit it out. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I don't rock with that, you know what I'm saying, that transition of how hip hop went from being delicate to now it's just overwhelming with, like, you know what I'm saying, gay rights, and I got the, you know what I'm saying, people want to throw the Constitution in it and all that, you know, but, You know, that ain't my culture. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, whoever claimed that, whoever want to rock with that, that's big up to them. But I know where I come from, so that's what I'm going to stick with.
Right.
You know?
Right. And yeah, and speaking of where you come from, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, right now, I'm going to say go blue. I like my Michigan, you know what I'm saying, with the school up there.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's me. That's me.
Yeah. Me too. I'm so happy. We got the Harbaugh brother in there. You know, thank you for that. You know what I'm saying?
That was good.
You know, me being from, I'm from the East Coast too, man. I'm from Buffalo, New York, originally, you know what I'm saying? So me, you know, I appreciate all music on that level. And you know, as a DJ, as an entertainer, you know, I have to please the masses, you know what I mean? But at the same time, too, you being from Michigan, look, I'm going to say this is from DJ Nothing Nice. I expect you to come with bars. I expect you to come with, you know what I'm saying, some lyrics. You know, that's just me, you know what I mean? That's just me, bro. That's just me. So, you know, I'm like, oh, Michigan, you know, they, you know, come on, man, that's, You know Eminem and what is it 5'9" Royce? Does he come from that area too?
Yeah, Royce the 5'9", Dave Slow, Big Sean.
Yeah,
it's pretty dope, man. I think I'm pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to get a chance to get to mingle with them people. You know, because I believe in what I speak in, and I know I come from them. I come from the midden, so. You know, I know what it is. I know what people looking for. You know what I'm saying? And I spit. So, you know, I'm excited though, bro, to even be, you know what I'm saying, in the list of even coming from that way, trying to do it. You know, I'm not trying. I'm doing it. But you know, they already there. So as long as I keep living, you know what I'm saying. They gonna hear about me soon, very soon.
Right. And see, let me ask you this. As far as like, you know, because I have to. They just popped into my brain right now. Do you think as far as to getting on is harder as far as being in the East Coast than it is being down south? You know what I mean? As far as music-wise, you know what I'm saying? You know, as far as the lyrics versus just, you know, that beat and just saying a nice hook and dance along, I'm going to call it, you know what I'm saying? Do you think it's harder? Because, you know, some people say,
I think
you know,
it's very
– go ahead.
Yeah, it's a whole lot harder, you know, because mainly East Coast rappers – you know, are lyric driven. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's where I come from. That's where I get the bass from, of falling under Rakim. And you know what I'm saying? I like to, you know what I'm saying, really showcase my skills. Other than being from the South, it's, you know, they deal with repetitiveness. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they anything that can, you know, I mean, it's some lyrics. Some people like, you know, I'll give it up to Young Dro. Shout out to Young Dro. He lyrical. T.I., you know what I'm saying? Those people have a format of being lyric driven, but you know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot different when you, I'm not a Ray Shmurda or, you know what I'm saying? I can't, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, I speak where I come from. So I try to have to, you know what I'm saying? Give a message to even get people to even listen to me. So, you know, being a lyric driven type of MC, you know what I'm saying? It's very hard, you know what I'm saying? Because that ain't what they really looking for in the game. They looking for, you know, immediate 1, 2, 3, 4 punchlines and then a hook go 5 or 6 times and then 3 or 4 more bars, you know what I'm saying? But that ain't how I can do it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's very hard in this industry.
Okay. All right. So let me you know, I see a lot of the veterans are starting to, you know, come back and bubble up again, like, you know, your Jadis's, Currencies. I mean, I see a few Nas stuff with, you know, up on the Rick Ross thing. I think I've seen a little bit of Andre 3 Stacks, you know, talking about, you know, different types of music, and you know, I think he even said like Nicki Minaj sucks or whatever like that, you know, just to prepare for the veterans to come back because they may be tired of how music is. Do you think that's why they're coming back, or they just want, you know, even my man, shout out to Mano, you know what I'm saying, we had him down here for a meet and greet down here a few months ago, 3 months ago. So, you know, a lot of these veteran you know, MCs, I'll call them MCs because they are MCs to me, you know what I mean, are coming, and I guess they're just tired of it. Busta has always been relevant, you know what I'm saying, so it's just a lot of these veteran rappers are coming back, and maybe they just like, you know, putting a stamp on it saying, hey, don't forget about us. Do you feel that, or do you feel like it's just, you know, time for something different, time to transition from, because I know Atlanta's been holding it down for a minute, the South, and maybe they're starting to transition to another, you know, another way, you know, maybe the East Coast, West Coast, Mid. It, you know, what do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, what I think is, you know, I think a lot of people have forgot about the I have I mean, from back in the day, those type of MCs, those legends right there, you know what I'm saying? They gave you music, you know what I'm saying? It was
right.
You know, it was music, so you know, you could feel it. I mean, I would fight for, I would come back too if I feel like that, you know what I'm saying, something that raised me or brought me up in the game to live life is being watered down because everybody
right.
wanna come with the same cadence, everybody wanna come with the same hooks, everybody wanna sound like Future, everybody wanna sound like Migos. But, you know, when back then all those people that's coming back all have a different type of era and a style, and it affected
right.
hip hop a lot when they was
right.
in it. You know what I'm saying? So when they left, it changed the game. Like everybody used to see Busta Bust on BET with a different video or different gear. You
right.
know, that's who I, you know,
right.
I couldn't wait to see a Busta Rhymes video so I could see what he got on, so I can go try to get
right.
it. You know what I'm saying? It
right.
ain't none of that no
right.
more. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Nicki Minaj, she doing her thing. I'm not a hater or whatever, but you know, when give it up, you know what I'm saying? Because if it wasn't for Lil' Kim, you know what I'm saying, your image wouldn't even be relevant right now. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I yeah. feel like that a lot of people have forgotten how they got here, you know what I'm saying, or who they
right.
watched to get here. So, you know, it's like, you know, that's the thing. When you get in the game, you change, you know what I'm saying? And some
right.
people change for the worse, some people change for the best. But you still have to give respect,
right.
you know what I'm saying? That's why I deal with the game. I love the game, you know what I'm saying? That's my nigga, you know,
right.
He's been giving it up from day one, you know what I'm saying? And he,
right.
like he said, it was he left 50 alone because the fact is that he beefing with people that I was listening to. So why would I get in the game
right.
and all of a sudden want to beef with people I was listening to? I mean, they
right.
need to come back, you know? They need to find the real talent because everybody that's in the game is not talented, man. They just have a button they can push on any of these applications on any music thing, anything they have to do with. Ain't nobody using hardcore. They're not using hardware no more. Everybody going to the software. You know what I'm saying? And it's
right.
like,
right.
I done been to studios and people not speaking. You know, they just, man, that ain't music. You know, it's your music.
Right.
But the music I come
right.
from, it make you feel good even when you not trying to get no money for it. You know what I'm saying? It's just
right.
music
right.
is music, man. And when you got to give it up to the people that set a path for us to even get to where they at, you know?
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Bar lingo, describe bar lingo, man. Just describe that guy right there, man, to us. Just describe him.
Okay,
just
well,
go ahead and, you know.
Bar lingo is a conscious, metaphorically speaking, say what other people won't say. Or, you know, I'm like, I consider myself the Bernie Mac of hip-hop because I say things that other people won't say, and I can put them together, you know what I'm saying, that's to make them sound like sense, you know. I mean,
right.
Barlingo is a distinguished goon, you know what I'm saying? He done been through ups and downs. He done transitioned, and he done evolved. And, you know what I'm
right.
saying, from seeing being in the game, you know, I could say at least – I've been living a dream for 20 years to be a part of an industry that was so corrupted. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like Barlingo the change. Like, I'm the face. Like, you know, I feel like that, you know, people like me and myself that's being independent that have that type of passion for, like, you know, Barlingo dude, I change it. You know, I have, you know, I don't have to talk about trap all the time. I don't have to rap about getting ass all the time. I don't have to rap about moving cocaine, even though that's what, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people love trap music, but they don't like to go back to, you know what I'm saying, albums like De La Soul or Dos Effects, or, you know, where people just used to be like, you know, listen to music and be like, damn, that's hot, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, nowadays it's all, they ain't talking about this or they ain't talking about that, ain't nobody gonna listen to it. So, you know, I'm the type, I read, and if people
right.
don't, if the only thing, you hide information in the book, niggas ain't gonna read it. That's how come they don't know what's going on. So, you know, they just jumping on a boat. If they ain't got no
right.
type of understanding about how music go, they'll never understand Barlingo. So, you know, that's
okay.
that's how I figure.
Okay. Now I'm gonna I want you to just explain this real, because you know I'm digging your bio, bro. These words right here and what they truly mean to you. It says it humbled me. taught me patience and how to hold on to hope. I'm going to say it one more time. It humbled me, taught me patience, and how to hold on to hope. What do you mean by that? Without, you know, I'm not really trying to go deep into your, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, unless you want your stuff to be, your story to be told right now, you know, later.
Yeah, it can be. I'm not ashamed of my life, bro. You know,
right.
I went through things, you know, to be where I am today, to be strong. You know what I'm saying? What I meant by that was, you know, being patient was because, you know, I was doing time. You know what I'm saying? I did things that, you know, that was uncharacteristic of me. And then, you know, I had to learn. You know what I'm saying? So I had to develop patience because I didn't have no patience. And you have to be humble in the source in order to keep your mind strong. You know what I'm saying? And I held on to hope. You know what I'm saying? That's all I could do. I'm going home. I kept writing. I couldn't stop. You know what I'm saying? So that was the only hope I had was a pad and a pen and a piece of paper. So as much as I can reach in my mind and think about something different and to be free, I had hope. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't wait. When I get out, they're going to listen to this. They're going to hear this. They're going to do that. So that was my hope. You know what I'm saying? So being incarcerated at a young age and still having a dream to do what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? You have to be humble, you have to have patience, and you have to have hope, and that's what I mean by that.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, I'm gonna say this one other two or three things. Then I'm gonna let you just you know give us your booking information and everything because I know we're on a time crunch right here. But I just want to let y'all know, man. The artists that come on my show, you know, I like to have real artists. You know, I like independent artists. I like to have real independent artists and real people that's going through struggles. And the reason why I like that is because it's real. You know what I mean? That's real. You know what I mean? So, but let me say this real quick. It says the dream has expanded. My focus is sharing the best that I have to offer because I know when you're dealing with real, with yourself and others, good comes back to you tenfold. Good comes back to you tenfold. So, yeah, man, talk about that real quick, bro. I like that right there.
Well, It's like you're having a pattern, man. It's when you develop a certain pattern in life that you knew that humbled you I'm so in the box right now, but I'm gonna give it to you the best way I can.
Okay.
It's like you stick with believing in yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. You know what I'm saying?
And when you
stick to doing your 10 acts of kindness a day and believing in yourself, it will come back to you. You know what I'm saying? No matter how many times you have to do it, when you be patient enough to make sure that you can take your struggle and make somebody else smile with it. You know what I'm saying? You'll be receiving love you never thought that you would get. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I do it, because the fact is that, you know, it's not a lot of real people in the industry. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of real people really telling the truth about where it come from, how they come from. You know what I'm saying? Natural talent is, you know, being a product of a single household mother and being the only boy, you see a lot. You know what I'm saying? You have to be strong. So my mother put a lot on my shoulders when I was young. You know what I'm saying? I really actually live like JoJo Dancer. You know what I'm saying? I tell people that all the time. If you really want to know my life, go look at the movie JoJo Dancer. That's my whole life. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love Richard Pryor to this day, because I felt like that was meant for me to see. You know what I'm saying? So I stay on the road. I stay on the grind. I try to do everything I can to have a peace of mind and also to help somebody else keep a peace of mind. And usually through my raps, you know, or my lyrics, people be like, man, you good. And it ain't even about the physical part of the love. It's just being able to be acknowledged, you know what I'm saying? I'm not doing it for your money. I just want you to be able to be self-conscious, teach yourself, teach yourself something right before you go out.
Right.
You know, I want to be an imprint in this world before I leave. I want to be able to say, when I'm dead and gone, my kids will be able to have their own mural of their own father. You know what I'm saying? Won't nobody have to tell them about it. They'll be able to see it because the imprint is already there. So, you know, when you do good and you give good, good come back to you. And Sometimes it takes longer to get, but it happens.
That's what's up. All right, man, let's turn up a little bit. Let's turn up just a little bit. It says, once you witness BL on stage, you're an instant fan, man. What's good with that? What's good? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, you have no fear. I have no fear. You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
I done did so many shows, and I didn't got to the point where, you know, it's like I came out my shell. You know what I'm saying? That was one point where I used to be on the stage and I rock, and you know what I'm saying? But now it's just like explosive. Like, you know what I'm saying? I need you
right.
to feel me. This for real.
This ain't
nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to the root of your girl perm, and I'm trying to get to the root of your brain, homeboy. So let's do. You feel me?
So are you gonna be like me at church? You know what I'm saying? The pastor comes out into the other pulpit and just be walking on the, you know, are you gonna be like that? You know what I'm saying? What can we expect at one of your shows, man? If I come to one of your shows, man, what can I expect, man? Because you know you about to turn up a little bit. You got me over, you about to turn up. So yeah.
Man, I'm like this, man. It all depends. Like if I can give you whatever energy you want me to meet you at, I can meet you at it. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? If you want it
okay.
to be smooth, laid back, you know what I'm saying? If you want me to, you know what I'm saying? People tell me all the time, they like, man, you need to, like, you so your voice so rough, but then you so lyrical.
Right.
I'll be like, look, man, I can't change who I am. You know what I'm saying? That's who
right.
I am. So,
right.
you know,
right.
if you can't rock with the turn up or the turn down, you don't need to be even associated with it, for real. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Gemini, man, and you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I mean, I get that energy. You feel me?
Gemini.
So, you know, yeah, you got that Gemini energy, man. You know, I mean, I feel I had to take
okay.
a show. I had to steal a show because sometimes niggas don't do it right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to make sure it get to popping. I'm not going to be the one sitting
okay.
back and holler at the honeys. Y'all going to be sitting back holding
okay.
the wall. I'm going to holler at all of them. Look, here go my car. Y'all need to holler at Bread first in the tank. You know?
All
you
got
to get it to cracking, man. You know?
Okay, so you're going to have, so coming soon, you know what I'm saying, Barley, we'll go ahead and classes for y'all, you know, that don't understand how to get it, you know what I'm saying? Look, bro, I'll book it for you, you know what I'm saying? I just get 10%, you get the 90, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just do your thing, you know what I'm saying? We'll set it up like that.
Man, whatever, you can get, hey, look, bro, I'm like this. You can get high, you can give me 10, you know what I'm saying? I'm that type of nigga, man. I just want to be able to help other people believe in themselves, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's
it ain't even
that's
about
stuff,
the money, man. Because I'm already
right.
a star. I've been a hustler.
Oh.
I've been on the go. You know what I'm saying? So
look
you know
it
ain't about the money. It's about, you know what I'm saying, making sure people
right.
be led righteous. You know what I'm saying? You feel
all
me?
All right. That's what's up. All right. Hey man, real quick, I'm gonna have you give out your information real quick because we're gonna go to the next artist and we're gonna showcase your single. Talk about your single and your booking information, man. We're definitely gonna showcase your single on either Set It Off Saturdays next week coming up, because I know it's Christmas and all this stuff coming up. Well, we definitely going to get you back on too, man. But go ahead and give out your booking information and talk about your single real quick.
Okay. Well, you can all my information is on my website, www.barlingowords.com. You also can reach me at facebook.com/botanyceocollins. You also can reach me at Instagram, Barlingo231. My booking agent, you can email Yvonne Wilcox. It's on my Twitter at Bread First. I'm SoundCloud at SoundCloud Barlingo Reverb.
And that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, real quick, bro, give me three things that you live by in your life, man, that would help an artist, man. Then we gonna highlight you for the next time. Hello. All right, that was Barlingo right there, man. That was Barlingo, your boy DJ Nothing Nice, man. You already know what it is, man. We up here doing what we do, doing our thing. So we gonna do this real quick.
Jump.
Got that young thrill.
For your shades, I'm rocking some designer. Your pants, I'm rocking some designer. Your shirt, I'm rocking some designer. Your belt, I'm rocking some designer. Your kicks, I'm rocking some designer. Your wrists, I'm rocking some designer. Your socks, I'm rocking some designer. It don't stop, I'm rocking some designer.
Came from the cake, just working on the topping. Nah, I ain't stopping, designer keep me sweating. When I'm in the mall, I don't even check the tag. Little shouter with me, yeah, she about to get it bad. Cause who we in the whip, I ain't even got an ass. Puffing on the gas, yeah, I'm about to take off. Talk to make air move just like a boss. Half taking loss before I can floss. Diamonds in my chain, got you acting for the cost. No time for the toss, I'm dripping with the sauce. Belt buckle match every shoe that I walk. Clothes be a late, what's on my been bought? Use a rip hard top, now the roof off. Money ain't short, just got out of coke. Just spent some racks up on some Gucci. And I cop some Louis. When I step out, it's a movie. Lot of thoughts be trying to do me, but you know I be curving. Pockets ain't hurting, I be in the street serving. For your shades, I'm rocking some designer. Your pants, I'm rocking some designer. Your shirt, I'm rocking some designer. Your belt, I'm rocking some designer. Your kicks, I'm rocking some designer. Your wrist, I'm rocking some designer. Your socks, I'm rocking some designer. It don't stop, I'm rocking some designer.
No, days I'ma stay fresh. Boy, by myself, so I'ma do it to the death. Headed to the top, so I can't miss a step. When I was trying to get right, other cats getting left. Homie got wet, gotta watch for the haters. All eyes on me when I start getting paper. Against all eyes, yeah, I've been a money chaser. Nah, I ain't from Portland, but your boy been in blazes. One smoke in the air, never know where you catch me. Keep your tether, keep your grams like telly. Just watch belly, I gotta stay ready. Boy, we the turn thing, I done brought a leg getting bread like deli. Ain't much you can tell me. You ain't heard it, I done seen it all. Seem like when you trying to ball, they praying for your downfall. Me the flanger to a mall, cause my phone stay jumping. That gas stay pumping, okay. And my shades keep me stunting.
Okay.
Them broke cats frontin', and my watch beating bigger. Shoes getting sicker, whole life a motion picture.
For your shades, I'm rocking some designer. Your pants, I'm rocking some designer. Your shirt, I'm rocking some designer. Your belt, I'm rocking some designer. Your kicks, I'm rocking some designer. Your wrist, I'm rocking some designer. Your socks, I'm rocking some designer. It don't stop, I'm rocking some designer.
DJ Nerds and DJ Nerds and Mike.
Yeah, man. That's your boy DJ Nothing Nice, man. Nothing Nice Radio right here, man. We got my man Young D-Rail checking in. What's good with you, sir?
Yeah, Young Drill checking in. What's happening with you?
That's definitely what's up, man. Young Drill, born in Columbus, Georgia, man. Go ahead and talk about yourself a little bit, sir.
Okay. My name is Young Drill. Born in Columbus, Georgia, and I represent that. Also, I represent Rayford, North Carolina.
Okay.
I'm an artist that's been on the ground for some years. I got a lot of singles that I done pushed and failed, and, you know, I got more singles that's on the way, but right now I got a couple singles that's working for me in the clubs, and a lot of DJs is rocking with it. The first one is I'm On It, and the second one is Designer. I got an upcoming out. And, you know, I'm just out here trying to get it.
Yes, sir. So I know they, y'all like dabbing in the sea out there, ain't y'all? Y'all dabbing out there, man. You're dabbing. You know,
I can't see
Panthers doing they. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
But look, check this out, though. You know, Cam, so let me ask you, man. You in Carolina, man. You know, is Cam going to Super Bowl, man?
Hey, it's looking good.
I got you on the Periscope too, man. On my Periscope too, so you know, I'm throwing it everywhere. You know, hey, that's how humble people do it. You know, arrogant people that be like, yeah, we going, and then people get hurt. Like, I'm not gonna talk too bad because I love y'all Texas people, but about Romo, man. You know, he keep on saying every time we come back, we gonna win the Super Bowl. So maybe
yeah, Romo is bum.
Oh, hey, look. He's throwing, Young is throwing them shots, man. He's throwing them shots. But real quick, man, we're going to get into this interview right here, man. How long you been doing your thing, man? I see you're a baller already, you know, so I'm not going to talk about the basketball, you know, who's probably dunking on people, you know, all kinds of ways. But, you know, 360 them, jumping over cars, like, you know, jumping over cars like, my man, you know, off the Clippers and stuff like that. So, you know, how long you been doing your thing, bro?
I think since about 2007, 2008.
Okay.
But like really taking it serious, I said about 2009, 2010.
Okay.
You know, just getting out there, getting on the road, doing different shows, showcases, meeting different people, going there like that. So yeah, it's about 2009, 2010.
Okay, let me ask you this: since doing different shows, what's your matter of fact? Let me say it like this: what was your favorite spot to perform at live, and where would your dream spot be to perform? Whether it's BET Awards, VMAs, where would you love to perform at, and where was up to this point right here? Where have you performed at, and they just gave you mad love and just turned it up, and also for your future, where would you love to perform? In state, out of state, don't matter.
That's not full right there. I say where I'd like to perform is New York.
Okay.
You know, they feel different about down south rappers or down south music, period. So
right.
For me to do different records and see them bobbing their head, because, you know, they don't do too much moving. That's how you get their thing, when they bobbing their head. So, you know, to get that, when I do records up that way, I think that's a good experience. Future-wise, anywhere, man, anywhere, it's an area that you got people that's rocking with my music. And, you know,
right.
they trying to hear me live. I have no issue with going anywhere. Like, for the future, while I hear, just trying to spread the music.
I feel you. So you doing the singles that you have out and performing and things like that, what are some of your pet peeves? Because, you know, I got to play the devil's advocate, man. You know, my mom always calls me, I hear the devil's advocate. So I got to, what are some of the pet peeves that you have that when artists want to do a song with you, you know what I'm saying? Be like, yo, young man, hey, man, hey, I want to do a song with you, but I ain't got my music yet. You know what I'm saying? What's some of your pet peeves that you got? I had to throw it in there, bro, because I just popped in there.
Yeah. My thing is, if you're going to holler at me and we talk, whether it's face-to-face or on phone, and you say, yo, I'm trying to work with you, do something, like, you know, whoop-de-whoop. If I tell you
right.
to send me an email, and if you don't never see that, if I don't never get that email from you, you can't be mad at me in the future saying why I didn't work with you, because you never sent the email. That's one of my things right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it don't matter if they be like, they come in with you, be like, okay, look, I got my music, but hey man, can I bring my kids to the studio with me, or you know, can I, you know, what's up, man? Can you know, what's up? What you got on the girls, man? We got to get these girls in the studio too. You know, how's your environment? Your bro. I gotta do it, man. You know, you caught me on the second half of Nothing Nice Radio, man. Shout out to everybody tuning in right now. So I gotta throw some stuff into you too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Good question. my environment, I prefer not to have like a whole bunch going on in the studio. Maybe have like
right.
a few people in there, but it's like.
Okay.
With me moving around, like different studios I'm in, you got how their environment is already set. They might be used to having like a whole bunch of people in there, and you got to go
right.
in there and do your thing and, you know, get up out of there. But yeah, I prefer not to have a whole bunch of people in there. Just a good vibe,
yeah.
You know.
Right.
Maybe a couple females, but you know, they ain't necessary. So I'm, you know, getting ready to go in, but you know.
Look, he said maybe a few. He said maybe
yeah.
a few of them things up in there. I don't know. So let me ask you this too, sir. A lot of times people, you know, they when they come up, you know, they wanna bring, you know, family with them and groups and things like that. And I seen that you have worked with a group before within your career. And I wanted to ask you what's the difference between working with a group and working as a solo artist yourself, you know, the transition and things like that. Because I know a lot of people sometimes, you know, when they're in a group, they're scared to venture out on their own. And, you know, can you just give them some types of tips to be able to, you know, transition, have that transition, you know, from a group to a, you know, a single artist, man, and not leaving the people's behind and saying, you know how some people talk, man, they're like, oh, you left something
yeah.
behind, y'all were supposed to come up together. You know what I mean? I'm sure you probably dealt with it, you know, just, What's your comments on situations like that, and what advice can you give people who are trying to, you know, listening right now and trying to get into your shoes, where you at right now?
I say what it all boils down to is time frame, the timing of everything.
Right.
when you're working right. with different people, you know, they got different times of when they get their stuff together and get it ready to lay out on the track. It is pretty much right. that whole communication game. If you, it's good to do that if you got other people that's like-minded, that's trying to get the same thing, they got the same goal, where y'all trying to get to the same place. But when you got
right.
other people that got different thoughts in mind, that's when a lot of groups, they just fall apart. So, you know,
right.
my situation, my group members, they just had different things going on in their life. And, you know, with us growing up, you know, if a man got to go this path, he's just taking up but respect.
Right.
So, you know, everybody did their thing. And, you know, I was just stuck by myself. I'm like, man, I just got to keep going. So I just kept
right.
going and, you know. A lot's been happening since then, but, you know, I still got a long way to go. So, you know,
right.
take it one day at a time.
Right. And I was just reading in your – I was also reading in your bio, man, you being a father, you know, at a young age, you know, first of all, I want to salute you, you know, for that, you know, because,
oh, yeah, yeah.
you know, that just, you know, cuts that stereotype, oh, black men don't take care of their kids, or, excuse me, men in general. I don't want to stereotype, but men in general don't take care of their kids. I'm just going to put them on child support, girl. He's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because I have a nine-year-old. Yeah, man, that's another thing. That's going to be in my book, bro. I'm going to talk about all that in Eyes of a Man coming soon later on. But, yeah,
right.
man, just salute to you, man. Respect, man. Yeah, bro, I got jokes for days.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be laughing all day. But you know, like I said, mad respect to you, you know, 15, doing your thing, you know what I mean? And, you know, your son and everything, and much, very much success to you. Now, Designer, you know, we just showcased that right here on Nothing Nice Radio, and we will be playing that on Virtual DJ Radio next week. So, your concepts, man, your concepts. You know, how do you come up with your concepts? Because I know there's a lot of, obviously, you write your own music, you know what I mean, things like that. How would you direct a person to, you know, begin to, like, say they're a poet, man, they deep poet, you know what I mean, they want to transition their poetry into lyrics, you know what I mean, how would you direct
yeah.
them to go, how would you direct them to go, you know, as far as, you know, directing their poetry, their passion into the lyrical content?
I say it really depends on what story that poet is trying to tell, and, you know, you
right.
want to give them a good story from beginning to the end. But, you know,
right.
sometimes you just do some records. I just go in, like, I didn't know I was going to say what I was going to say, but this is really how I'm feeling.
Right.
This is really what's going on around me. Like, this is just what's
right.
coming up out of me. So, you know, and sometimes, well, I don't say all the time, but sometimes it come out dope, man. A lot of people like it. So, you know, I just fit that
right.
real life stuff, what I'm going through, and how I see it.
Right. So let me ask you this. And within the industry, within your career, what percentage of real, you know how people, everybody wants to say they're real, you know what I mean? Everybody, Yo Gotti, Bootsy, everybody, you know, Young Thugga, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, say they're real. What percent do you personally think of the industry is real? You know, 10%, 20, 100, you know, what's your percentage that you think?
Well, I say less than 10.
Okay.
Less than 10.
That's not that much. That's not that
yeah.
much at all.
There's a lot of people
so why,
in there.
Why do you?
I say, yeah, less than 10, man. You know, if you really, you really ain't got to say it. You just the movement of, you know.
Right.
You really got to get into all that.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, how I see it.
So what's your style? Are you moving silence or are you flashing?
You said what?
I said as far as how you move, you know what I mean, within the industry, are you flashy about it? You know what I'm saying? I got all these curls, girls, blah, blah, blah. Or are you humble about it? You're like, I got it, but I'm cooler, man. I don't have to, you know, what's your whole style? How you carry yourself?
Yeah, with me, I really ain't trying to flaunt it. Like, you know, my main thing, once I do get right, you know, the American dream, you know, you want to get money, take care of your family, and, you know, you want to
right.
give back. And, you know, if you can set up some recreational center somewhere to help the younger generation, you know, once I do get to that point,
right.
I want to do that. But, you know, I'm still on the come up. I'm
right.
not trying to get it. I'm hungry. So, you know.
Okay.
Like I said, take it one day at a time.
That's what's up. Okay, so I'm going to ask you two more questions, bro, and then I'm going to let you definitely get out of here. And, you know, I definitely got to play a devil's advocate. You know, listen, I'm going to throw at you this way because it's bubbling in my head right now, so I got to say it. So, you know, say
right,
like you're
on with
event.
It. Come on, right,
here you go. Look, here you go. He's like, oh, here we go. Hey, okay, say like you're at a charity event, And you know, you say Thanksgiving, it was like Christmas coming up. You had a Christmas that, you know, just giving your speech about, you know, how you made it to where you are right now for the community, for the kids. Got a little, you know, community basketball tournament come up, and then you got this one person that comes out of the crowd out of nowhere and be like, "Young D, man, you didn't want to do a song with me," just smacks you. What would you do? Now I can come back to it and have you give me your booking information, you know what I'm saying? And then we can go back to that question if you want to. But, you know.
You know what I tell
him?
Huh? Send me an email.
Hey, look, y'all, look, he shot it down. He shot that down real fast. He's like, you know, we this is a business call, man. We're not trying to. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
So if you smack him, you're gonna say, I don't know if you smack him too many times, you're gonna say that same answer, but you know, listen, bro, that's humbly, that's what's up. Humbly, that's what I'm asking. You said, hey, bro, you said you're gonna use the turn the other cheek approach? You're gonna use turn the other cheek approach on that? On the first one? Okay, that's what's up, man. But I truly appreciate you being on the call, man. Go ahead and give out your booking information and everything like that, and how they can get you for true business. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, your email. I don't know about the phone numbers because I don't want people calling you and you know stalking you and stuff like that, my brother. So you know, go ahead and give out your booking information and everything, and just give us a little bit of you know, keys that you live by. You know what I'm saying? Then we go get out of here, man.
Okay, my booking information, you can do that at me for beats or features at youngdrillfeatures@gmail.com. You can get at me for booking at youngdrillbooking.com. My social media sites is Instagram and Twitter is the same. It's YUNG_DREAL. My SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/youngdrill. I want to shout out to DJ Nothing Nice for having me on here. Also, shout out to Liz. You know, she was peeing, you know, doing a thing. So, you know, we're just trying to move forward.
It's Liz. Yep.
So, yeah. And things I live by, you know, what I do every day, man, is wake up, do some push-ups, and pray God stay real.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Okay, man. All right. That's what's up. Man, once again, shout out to everybody that's been tuning in right here, man, on Nothing Nice Radio, man. If you want your exclusive booking on Nothing Nice Radio, man, make sure you contact my PR, Miss Liz, like you said, man. Young D to the R to the A to the L, bilingual. Thank you for, you know, tuning in to us. Shout out to mp3wax.com, your number one source for your number one promotional music and news, industry news, ESPN. Shout out to Good Time Cigarello, DDENCLL Entertainment, Nothing Nice Productions LLC, baseball. Oh yeah, make sure y'all go to the Instagram, man. Check out Baseball Rich Clothing. One of my new sponsors. They got some. You know, you have to live baseball rich. You know what I'm saying? When you're living out here, you got to just do what you got to do. Whether it's take flights to Dubai or go see your family for Christmas or anything, man. Just enjoy life to the fullest. So make it a magazine as well, man. Make sure you check them out. And once again, man, when I have these artists on here, man, make sure y'all connect with them, man. It's all about connections. You feel me? So just stay real, stay true, man, stay committed, stay consistent, have communication in anything and everything that you do, man. And we're going to holler at you until the next time, man. Peace!
Oh, yeah. Peace.